أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. My dear brother in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And sister in Islam, Alhamdulillah, we are 2 weeks now after Ramadan. By the way, Sister Shariza Yusuzamun and Sister Farida, don't forget. Today, we have some concern from some brother. Brother Muhammad, go ahead. Okay.
Are you ready? Brother Ahmed?
Yes.
Islam.
You see, some people ask what we should learn. Different people want to learn different things. And I said, number one, we need to learn what is the basic things in Islam is really, really required for any Muslim to know. If we try to give da'wah to non-Muslim, we said, what is Islam? We say Islam is submission and surrender to the will of the Creator. Submission and surrender to the will of the Creator, meaning, I bear witness, I'm a slave and servant of the Creator. And a slave and servant do not do anything unless his master command him to do. You see, today we are too far from embracing Islam. We can do the ritual, but we did not embrace Islam yet. Only you embrace Islam when you became a slave. And a slave do not do anything unless Allah command him to do. This is basic understanding about word Islam. Go ahead, brother Muhammad. Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh.
Okay, people said Allah. Who's Allah? Allah is the Creator. He's the Master. He's the owner. He's the provider. He's the giver. He's the taker. He's the one he carry all the benefit and success in this life and hereafter. And no benefit or success unless he give it to us. By this way, when we deal with each other or with non-Muslim, sometimes we use word Allah. Learn to use word Creator. Because only one Creator. Who's the Creator? We're going to talk about it, inshallah. Go ahead, brother.
Rabb.
Rabb. What's the meaning, Rabb? We said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rabb by Arabic, it has a lot of meaning and a lot of obligation toward it. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he started Surah Al-Fatiha, he did not say, Alhamdulillah, the one who created. No, he used word Rabb. Rabb in Arabic meaning the owner, the ruler, the protector. Again, the giver. It has all the name of Allah. All the name of Allah in word Rabb. And us as a Muslim, we have to believe Allah is our Rabb. Meaning he is the provider, not me the provider. He is the ruler, meaning I cannot do anything until or unless it is by his rule and by his command. What else?
Din.
What's that?
Din. D-I-N.
Din. But before we go to Din, okay, we're still in Rab. What else is Rab? The love only to Him. The devotion to Him. The fear only from Him. Meaning everything, physically, spiritually, by soul, by me, by my eyes, by my head, by my heart, only to whom? To my Rabb. I return everything to whom? To my Rabb. All my action toward Him and from Him. This meaning, Rabb. Meaning, I cannot be a Muslim unless I consider Allah is my Rabb. Today, if you look at our status of life, we have ourself is Rabb. Our shaitan, the devil, is Rabb. But not Allah is our Rabb. Only we have Allah our Rabb when we ask, what does Allah want? What He need? What He want me to do? What He want me to engage with? How He want me to spend my time? Where is my heart? Very important. Meaning, no love in anybody or for anybody except Allah. Doesn't mean I do not love my wife or my husband or my kids. Love mercy. But not love connection. Love connection only to Allah. Al-Hayy. Al-Ladhi la yamut. The life, the one never die. Why today we get sad? Because we connect our heart to people. To a slave like us, they live and die. By this way, we need to study and know and get closer to understand who is the Rabb, a master. And a master, he has a say for everything, not the slave. Slave have nothing except the obedience of his master. And this was the meaning of Muslim. And this was the meaning of Rabb. Every time you recite Surah Al-Fatiha, you said it, but you say it with your tongue. You won't have the power of Surah Al-Fatiha when you do it in action. The more we surrender to Allah honestly and sincerely, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will connect us to Him. And this time, He will become our Rabb, the protector, the guardian, the provider, the giver, the taker, all the quality which you hear and you see in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the treasure of Allah will become yours. You receive from Allah in His own bounty. Now word deen. A lot of people said, my deen is Islam. But you do not know what meaning deen. Deen, some people translate it as a religion, but it's not true. Because deen in Arabic, meaning manhaj haya, a way of life. Your way of life, the way you conduct yourself, the way you behave, the way you think, the way you thought, the way you rationale, the way you love, the way you're dealing with other, all this called deen. Your deen is the way you behave. And our behavior should be according to whom? Brother Muhammad, according to whom? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's our teacher. He's our prophet. He's our commander. He's the beloved one to us. He's the one Allah command us to love Him, for Allah. And love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not loving by lips. No, by obedience. The more you obey, the more you love. Now, this is word deen. Can I have a multiple deen? Yes. Hypocrite has a multiple deen. If you want to know who you are, go to Surah Al-Baqarah. Verse 7 to approximately 19. Read it and ask yourself, who am I? Because from 7 to 19 approximately in Surah Al-Baqarah is the quality of hypocrite. What's the difference between a Muslim and hypocrite? A Muslim, he has one way, one teaching, one teacher, one way of living. He's shown like his absence, all his action in one way. He acting one way according to the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even if he weak and he makes some sins, he said it. I'm weak. I'm such and such, but I'm trying, inshallah. But the hypocrite, he have different color, different way. If he meet Muslim, he act like a Muslim. If he meet a hypocrite, he act like a hypocrite. If he meet a non-Muslim, he act like a non-Muslim. Everywhere he go, he changing color. Once we change color, this is a sign of hypocrite. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. By this way, I have to ask myself, who am I and where I'm going? Very important. And which color am I? And which deen I have? Is my way of life, is the way of life Allah wanted for me, and He chose it for me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He give and He send the last revelation, today I completed your deen. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. Wonder what happened. He said, today I completed your way of life. He did not say, today I completed your Quran. Quran is Quran. But the way of life is the Quran as a way of life to us. If the Quran is my constitution, if my Quran is my way of life, I am in the deen of Allah by the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this we have to really stop and ask ourselves, where are we going? Now, what else, Brother Muhammad?
Purpose of creation.
Purpose of creation. What is the purpose of our creation? Allah says it clearly, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create mankind and jinn except to worship me. Somebody said, is Allah want me to worship 24 hours? Yes. 7 days a week until we die. What kind of worship? You see, people misunderstand the word worship. People think worship meaning salah, fasting, Hajj. But if you think about it, Salah, if you calculate it together, it will come to 1 hour a day. How you will be worshipping Allah 24 hours a day when you worship Allah only 1 hour? Because worship has a lot of meaning. It's a very wide meaning. If you deal with each other in humility and humble, is a worship. If you deal with each other according to Allah and the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is a worship. If you love each other for Allah, is a worship. If you obey Allah in different time, and try to please Allah is a worship. If you be good to your family and try to spend a good quality time in your family is a worship. If you try to please your wife or husband for Allah is a worship. You see? If you work to enhance your life, not in a material status, but to save money to do hajj, to save money to do good deed, to save money to do da'wah, to do any good deed, at this time you will be a worshiper. By this way, a worship, it is an intention. If you intend to worship Allah, your life becoming worship. Even if you go somewhere like Niagara Falls, or you go to a jungle and you want really like traveling, you can travel and will be considered a worship. Why? You intend to go and see the glory of Allah. If you do that, yes, you will enjoy the scene and the scenery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will be considered a worshiper. Because you're thinking about the glory of Allah. Thinking about Allah is a worship. Remember, Allah is a worship. Everything for Allah is a worship. And this is what Allah wants us. We are a slave. We have to realize that. We're not a slave yet. We are too far from being a slave. But we have to work toward building the status of being a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? What else, brother?
Why do we do not have this activity in the masjid?
Okay, the question is, why we do not have this activity in the masjid? Somebody asked, why you guys come here? Why do not have it in the masjid? Anybody give me the answer? Why we do not have it in the masjid?
It's not quiet and peaceful. You cannot concentrate on the masjid. There's too much things going on.
You know, subhanAllah, when a person tries to be sincere, Allah put in his tongue and his lips word, very simple, but it carry a lot of meaning. Look what she said. It's not quiet and peaceful like in the masjid. Masjid should supposed to be the most peaceful place. It's
supposed to be the house of Allah.
The house of Allah. But today, may Allah forgive us, a lot of politics in the masjid. Not only masjid here or any masjid, all the masjid.
Yes.
I cannot talk in the masjid. They said, who you are? I have to have a title. I have to be approved. Approved by whom? By people. And even then, it will be occasion. And if the program is done, it will be according to their own time.
Yes.
We cannot do it according to the convenience of people. And no masjid will allow it to continue. I do not know why. Everybody ask himself. Every imam, may Allah forgive them, will be questioned in the Day of Judgment. All this masajid is open, how much activity in the masajid? You know, how much activity in the masajid? Only in Ramadan or fundraising dinner. I always said, I never heard imam said, fundraising iman, fundraising Islam, fundraising love of Allah, fundraising fear of Allah. You see? Even if nobody show up, you have a duty to have always program in the masjid for Allah and be ready to serve the people for Allah. This is why we are here. And also I believe in something. Islam starts in the houses, not in the masjid. If you study the seerah, the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 13 years in Mecca, house to house. Because if we have Islam in our houses, we will have Islam in the masajid. But if we do not have Islam in our houses, what he expected? Our men going back and forth to the masjid. But the quality is the same? The bad manner is the same? How come? Why is not changing? Empty going to empty. With the intention to continue empty. How he received? Everybody going to pray a couple of rak'ah and run. Yes, worshipping Allah in the masjid is more, is obligation to bring unity, unity of the heart, unity of everything. Today is a calamity. May Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive us. Believe me, I wish I do activity in the masjid. A lot of people know me. They take my phone number, wonder what happened. They always lose it. You know? A lot of people complain, they tell me we cannot reach you. And a lot of people call me and always reach me. I said, subhanAllah, how come some people reach me and some people cannot reach me? Anyway, also is in the masajid when you have a big gathering, you have different people, different level. Who are you talking to? Somebody want fiqh, somebody want sharia. Somebody want tafsir, somebody want Quran, somebody want Arabic, nobody want Allah. People do not understand that. If I do not understand who's Allah and get closer to Allah, all this knowledge will coming in what? First Iman. How? We're going to talk about it, inshallah. Go ahead, brother.
What should we aim for or try to learn?
What we should aim for, what we should learn. We talked about it before today, but I'm going to repeat it. With the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We talk about many topics. Where do we start? Anybody give me a hint? Where are we starting from? You listen to me, you do not talk. Leave everybody to say. Be patient. Anybody give me a hint? Your thinking, your thought? Where do you want to start from? I give you the answer. Very simple. How you know when you do not know? You see? Is the teacher supposed to teach his student? Or is the student teaching the teacher what he wants? Or what do you want?
The teacher supposed to teach the student.
Who is our teacher? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is the teacher of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Allah.
No, Angel Jibreel. Angel Jibreel alayhi salam, he gets the information from whom? From whom?
Allah.
From whom?
Allah.
Allah. When you said Allah, let it come in from your heart. Said Allah.
Allah.
You see? Now, what Allah give to Angel Jibreel? He give him the knowledge he want in the sequence Allah know it will benefit mankind. You agree?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. By this way, if I want to know about Allah and his wisdom and his knowledge, what I do? I go to whom? Allah. How I do that? Quran. How in Quran? The chapters of Mecca. Meaning all the Quran has been revealed in Mecca. Because the Quran has been revealed in Mecca is talking about only one topic. Do you know what topic is that? Do you know what topic is that? Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed Quran over 23 years, okay, to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran divided into two main categories. Quran revealed in Mecca and Quran revealed in Medina. What's the difference between Quran revealed in Mecca and Quran revealed in Medina? What about me? Subhanallah. I'm more qualified. I'm talking more.
Give it two.
Okay.
Give it two.
Yeah, that word.
Give it two.
MashaAllah. Three? What?
Give it one more.
It's okay. Quran who revealed in Mecca talk about one topic. You see what we're doing now? The only way you gain knowledge if you have listening in sequence. If you do not listen in sequence, you will never receive it. Quran revealed in Mecca came to talk about only one topic. Do you know what topic is that? Building faith. Iman. No Sharia. Sharia was very limited. Sharia meaning regulation. No Islamic government. No Islamic life. But all the topic was to know who's Allah. Knowledge. To know who's Allah, number one. Because how you believe in someone you do not know? The more you know the quality of Allah, the more you believe in Him. The more your iman, your faith will be strong. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed His knowledge in different way. All this surah, all these chapters, who Quran Makki, Quran in Mecca, you find out you can break any chapter into three categories. Number one, a message from Allah to mankind. Message. Introducing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He introduced Himself to us. Who is Allah? And He introduced Himself. If we study that, wonder what happened. Our iman elevate. Second, He will take you to story of Prophet and Messenger and different nation before us. For what purpose? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all this story? It's full of wisdom and knowledge, and to take it and compare between our life now and what happened in the past. Why? Because the way of Allah is the same. What happened in the past will happen now. No any different. But this way you find out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these people, they did this. I sent them the message, they did that. And if you don't listen, I punish them this way. Finished. Meaning if I engage in what of the people did in the past, I will get the same punishment Allah promised. By this way, one of the way to know what is going on in our life now is to study all the history of Messenger and Prophet toward their own people and have comparison of what's happening in our life now. By this way, this will give us awareness about the wisdom of Allah, okay? The one Allah won't give it to us. The end of each surah always will give advice to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and every Muslim until the day of judgment. What kind of advice? Imagine if Allah give you advice and give you and tell you, this is my wisdom. Which one priority to listen to? Me or him or she or who or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
What is it?
Allah.
I want you, when you say Allah, say it in the tone coming from your heart. Fill your heart with Allah. By this way, if we learn what advice has been given to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companion, in what condition, and again we can compare of our life, what we will gain? We will gain how to deal with daily problem, or what we think is a problem, according to what Allah advised. You agree with me? Once we do that, we will understand Allah, we will understand Islam, we will understand the message of Allah, and after that, what will happen? We go now to our teacher, the beloved teacher, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we learn what happening through the revelation, how he conduct himself, what is his message to us. All this will benefit us of what? Give us the understanding of our life, our faith, our iman. And what this will do? Anybody know? Now when I pray to whom?
Allah.
What is it?
Allah.
I cannot hear you.
Allah.
I will not pray to nobody. I pray to Allah. You see? I will really, everything will be for Allah. My ritual will not be empty. I will do it for Allah, from my heart. It will not be just 1, 2, 3. Some ritual, I won't finish it. It will not be some numbers. Even my gaining of knowledge will be different. Today I find a disease of the ummah. Everybody won't gain knowledge, but nobody won't have the manner of knowledge. Nobody won't implement the knowledge. Nobody won't take the knowledge seriously and forget this knowledge will be witness to us or against us. It's not a game. It's not a game. It's so serious. And this is what we're aiming, inshallah, for. By this way, my advice to you, if I'm still alive or I died, this is my advice to you, how you'll be your program. Study the chapters in Quran, which you find it in any Mus'haf, any Quran. It said Makki, meaning revealed in Mecca. Start with that. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the wisdom. And stop in each chapter and study what is the message from Allah. What is the story behind every messenger and prophet? Inshallah, in the near future, this is my plan. We will start from the beginning of life. How Allah created the earth. And after that, Adam alayhi salam, and keep going. And from every messenger and prophet, we stop and we learn. What's the wisdom behind it? Why Allah added in Quran? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, we give you a story from some of messenger and prophet. Some we reveal it to you, and some we did not tell you about it. Now, meaning Allah, he sent many messenger and many prophet, we do not know about them. We know only about those who tell us about them. Why? Why Allah, he chose certain messenger and prophet to give us in Quran? Why? I tell you why. All the messenger and prophet Allah mentioned in Quran to fulfill all condition and situation. Meaning whatever happened to you in your life, you cannot say it didn't happen before. You will be a liar. Any condition we pass through now, it happened before. In different shape or form, but the same identical way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you how to cure yourself and how to solve your own problem now. Very simple. But only it needs an honest person. Honest, truthful, sincere person, not a hypocrite. Once you are sincere, you will see. Allah will take the veil. Allah will allow you to see, to understand, to comprehend, to give you vision. After that, we have to study the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and step by step, in sequence. Remember this word, sequence. Because what sequence would destroy the Ummah today? Everybody jumping and one implement Medina. But Medina, we did not reach the level of Medina. They said, are we going to wait? You like it or you don't, you have to wait until you reach the level of the people of Medina. Or at least you did what they did. And wait until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened for you. Inshallah. Go, Brother Muhammad.
What do we need?
What we need? What we need? The wisdom of Allah. To build iman. To build faith. To build understanding. To know how we pray. Whom we pray for. Why is five time? You see, how to make wudu, how to make ablution, how to make salah is not a big topic. It's a small topic. But how to prepare yourself internally, how to believe in what you're doing, this is a topic. You see? And this is why, if you look at our generation today, the young people is out. None of this topic they will understand. Because even us as an adult, we never understand it. And nobody's talking about it. Do you agree with me or disagree?
I agree.
Anybody disagree? Tell me.
No.
You know? If what we're talking about you really know, if you know, that's it, we skip it. And we go following. But if we do not know it, how we can escape it? How we can build something over something is not there? You see? This is what I'm aiming for. Building a truth understanding by the one and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go ahead, Brother Muhammad.
Where should we start from? Why? There's two questions.
Where we should we start from?
Yes, there's one question.
Is actually what we talk about it. Why? Because it's the way of Allah. You see, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran in a certain way for a certain wisdom, who is me to change it? You understand me? If I teach you any another way, you think will be better? Can I know more than Allah?
No.
Can I know more than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
No.
Can I know more than Jibreel alayhi salam?
No.
Okay. In this case, my advice to you, if I die, don't ever change it. What is the curriculum? What is the sequence? Very simple. I will give it to you right now. Very simple. Quran, like I tell you, it has almost 2/3 of the Quran revealed in Mecca. Almost 2/3 of the Quran revealed in Mecca. And none of the Quran revealed in Mecca has regulation. No regulation. Because very few regulation has been revealed in Mecca. What we have in Mecca? We have only Allah. Understanding who's Allah and a story of Messenger and Prophet to teach us. And each surah again containing many wisdom of Allah. If you read it with this condition and this way, Allah will show you the way. With me or without me. You understand me? But you start with any chapter, it said Mecca. Mecca, from Mecca. Okay? If you finish it, when I mean finish it, not meaning finish it reading, no. Read it, comprehend it, cry to Allah, ask her, give me wisdom, Ya Allah. Stop. Ask yourself, where am I? This prophet, Allah asked him to do such and such. His people did not listen. This is what happened. What about me? I am the same thing. And Allah will give you in every chapter advice. Collect all the advice of Allah. and question yourself. Take it seriously. Even if you cannot implement it, ask Allah to give it to you. Believe me, you will see. With me or without me, you will understand. Because Allah promised. Okay, inshallah. And when you finish that, now you can go to Medina. Because the Quran of Medina is full of regulation. By this way, now you read it with a heart full of iman. If you die and your heart full of iman, and you did not fulfill all your obligation, is better than filling all the obligation and you have no iman. You did it just like that, routine. Empty. And your whole life is empty. Has no Allah in it. This is dangerous. Very dangerous. Go ahead, Brother Muhammad.
What is the problem?
What is the problem? You see, the problem is not how we go, how we reach Allah. The problem, we talked about it last week, and I still believe it, is honesty, sincerity, truthful. And without it, we cannot go anywhere. We cannot go anywhere. You see? Are we really honest to Allah? Are we really sincere? And if we do, we will do what? We will sacrifice. Word sacrifice, I want you to never forget. Every day ask yourself, what I done for Allah? What I done to save myself? What I do? And if you're sincere, you will find out your way of life is different. Your thinking is different. Your aiming is different. Your ability is different because now you are honest. If you find yourself so occupied, don't forget, it's a torture from Allah to you. Why? Because sincerity is lacking. There's many ahadith about that. We'll talk about it when the topic coming for sincerity. And sincerity, nobody knows it except Allah. If you claim you are sincere, you are too far. None of us sincere. We might be trying. But even our trying is very weak. According to our trying, Allah will open. Opening from Allah only to those who are truthful. And you will read it in Quran. Go ahead, brother.
Okay. How do we solve it?
How we solve it is what we're talking about now.
Yeah.
You see, how we solve it is very simple. Everyone ask himself, really I'm honest? Look the way we spend our time daily. Once we have priority in something, one wonder what we do. We schedule everything to do whatever we have priority on it. I remember when they have the World Cup. I look in the street almost empty. What happened? Everybody home. Why everybody home? Because somebody's playing. Imagine. People take vacation, people take sick day, people did everything possible to make sure they are in the front of the TV and watching the game. Some people also more sincere what they did. They make everything possible to collect money and watch every game physically where it's played. Do you know that? And they go with every game, whatever where it is. Africa, they go Africa. Italy, they go Italy. Germans, they go German. Brazil, whatever it is, they go. They more sincere. Some is more and more sincere. They make sure they get seat in the front. You see? Some more and more sincere. They gamble with all their money and wealth. Who will be the winner? Because they believe. They have faith in what they're doing. You see what the faith does? Make you move. Make you surrender. make you spend, make you sacrifice. Can you see it? Similar, a Muslim, if he believes in Allah, he will sacrifice all his time for Allah, one way or another. And the more he are honest and sincere, the more he sacrifice. And the more he sacrifice, the more Allah will open. And the more Allah will open, the more he will see. He will comprehend. He will understand. And the more he understand, the more he sacrifice. You see? And the more you sacrifice, the more you get the test, the sweetness of faith. And once you taste the sweetness of faith, you will not want to lose it for nothing, for nobody. You are with Allah now. With Allah. Anything else, Brother Muhammad?
Yeah, we just have it too. The solution is sincerity and truthfulness to ourselves.
But I just have a truthfulness and sincerity.
That's okay. What was the problem? Go ahead.
How do we solve it?
Okay, go ahead, Brother Muhammad. Brother Muhammad, he read from the paper. It's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. How do I gain it?
We talk about Alhamdulillah.
How Allah start the message?
We finish it, Alhamdulillah.
What we gain from it?
This is what we're talking about. What we gain from it. We gain from it when we doing it.
We did it right now, didn't
you? Yeah, we did it, Alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. It's just what happened is from different format.
Yeah. Okay. History of the earth, prophets, messenger, and the story behind it, and the relationship between that and our life.
Okay. This is what we're talking about. You see what I'm doing now? I'm doing like introduction. Introduction and a way of where we're going from now on. Best way, whoever want and desire, he know what we're aiming for. And if I die, I give you my message. I did my job. If you want to listen to it, you will see.
The only way of learning and how we learn.
The only way of learning. And this is what we play game with again. Imagine if I come once a week, once every 2 weeks, once every 3 weeks. If I'm not consistent, if I'm not consistent in really applying that in my life, if I'm not consistent of really absorbing and trying to make an effort, how I can learn? Imagine you go to a college now and pay for a semester, and they tell you for a class, okay? Every week is a class for 3 hours. And you show up twice, and you come in and say, I want a degree. What they will do? They will call 911. They said, it's crazy. You see? Or they will tell you right away, you are a liar. You know, you only show up once or twice. Even some colleges require, if you absent more than 3 times in the whole credit, it's finished. Imagine, and this to study something stupid. Something you can learn it by yourself. And even sometimes the class is empty. And look what we're doing to Islam. We acting like Tarzan, running from one tree to another. And even we do not know where we're going. Tarzan did not do that, otherwise he fall down. You know? And in the end he fall down anyway. And he break his back. You see? And today what we're doing, we're running from one meeting to another, from one group to another, from one masjid to another. And what we're doing, we're acting like a joker. You know, this word in English is a very bad word. Very bad word. This is what we're doing. But we doing this between whom and whom? Between us and Allah. You know? How we can learn? It will never be learning. Learning, you have to believe in somebody and believe in what he has and be consistent. Unless you see otherwise. You see? But it take what? Like I was saying before, you see, to study, you need three major elements to study. Number one, you need a talib. Talib meaning a person who really wants knowledge. Second, you need time. Time and environment together. You cannot learn without time and environment. And otherwise, again, you are a liar. Imagine you go to a college and say, I want to learn to be a doctor, but I would not show up for 7 years. Imagine. What they say? Again, call 911. Take him to the mental institute. You see? This is what we're doing. This is what we're doing with Allah. We claim we want to be student. We claim we want to learn about Allah. Library full of books. People coming until your doors. We have video. We have tapes. We have books. You have everything. You have a phone. You can call. You can learn. You can inquire. But everybody running. Running like chicken without head. If the chicken without head sees a human being and gives judgment, she would say, I was more wisdom than you. I have more knowledge than you. I have no head, and this is why I walk like that. But you have head, and you walk like me. You see? In the day of judgment, Allah will say to all the animal, be dust will be dust, but the human being, no. The human being who commits sins, he go to hellfire for infinity or for some time. If we believe, you see, by this way, knowledge, it need also a role model. Somebody you imitate. Somebody you try to grab from him what he's doing. He or she. This was a companion called companion. Because the company, the Prophet ﷺ, even today what we're doing, it never be learning. This is just encouraging. Just awareness, awakeness, that's it. Knowledge, it needs suhbah. Suhbah meaning it needs a companionship. But it's when you see the knowledge in action, not in a speech. The person who talks to you, he can be a liar. May Allah save me from being one of the liar. But the only way to know if you be accompany the person, you will know how much he's honest, how much he's lying. This is why if you really study the early Islamic study was from one person to another by companionship. Not by speech. What we're passing through now is not knowledge. It's meaning of some knowledge. My advice to you, you want really knowledge, cry to Allah. Ask him for it. But think before you ask Allah, what you need the knowledge for? You need it to somebody said, MashaAllah? You need it to play a big shot in a community? You need to go and build your muscles every time you go one place? No. No knowledge except the knowledge is useful to you. The one you implement. Any knowledge you gain, you do not implement, it is wisdom. Is against you, is torture. May Allah save us. And please, the one who is talking to you, he's not doing what he's talking about. He's doing a dot of what he's talking about. Because I'm sick like you exactly. There's no difference between me and you. The difference I'm talking, meaning I'm in more danger than you. Because I know and I'm talking about it. May Allah save me. And this is why I ask Allah to take me every night. Because the ultimate torture from Allah to give you knowledge and not enable you to implement the knowledge in your life. This is torture. Or to make you say something and you do not do. Is torture. By this way, gaining knowledge, it need a person who seek knowledge, a seeker. This is why the Prophet ﷺ, he said, people are three. Talib, wa naqid, wa muktafi. Talib is the one who ask and seeker. Naqid is the one who always ask question and compare and complain. And the third one, the one, the muktafi. The one he said, I have enough. I do not need it. And both of the one in the end in hellfire. Only the one who seek knowledge. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he advised us, either you are seeking knowledge, or a teacher, or doing dhikr to Allah and doing good deed. Otherwise, everything we do in our life is against us, not to us. If you read, you will know what I'm talking about, because I'm not saying from my lips. I'm just summarizing some of the meaning of different hadith. How? Right? How we gain knowledge? You cannot gain knowledge unless again sincere to Allah. You see, it's a cycle. And if you sincere, you will give time. You see? Very simple. And when you give time, you will not give time the way you want. You will sacrifice. Meaning you will schedule your life according to what you want, meaning gaining knowledge, because you value it. You can divorce, you can lose your life, you can lose everything, but you do not want to lose the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But today what we're doing, we have knowledge as a part-time. If I have time, if I remember, if I know, if everything is if. Actually, this is a lie, because you do not do that in your style of life. We're doing 100 things daily, but we're not doing the most important things. One sister asked me yesterday a question. What happened when we act like that? When we act like that, Allah promised, He will take the iman away. He will take the vision away, and He will switch it with hypocrisy, as a punishment from Allah until the day of judgment. And He will blind our ears, our eyes, our heart. We cannot comprehend, we cannot understand, and we cannot do. And we will running like chicken without head, bunch of liar until we die. And this is a torture from Allah. Yes, you hear, yes, you know, but you will not able to do. When I can be saved from that? Even if I'm weak, I cannot implement what I'm hearing between you and Allah. Said it, oh Allah, I am poor, I am weak, I'm a sinner. Allow me, ya Allah. At this time, you are honest, you are sincere, you are weak, but you're trying. And you're trying by connecting your heart to Allah. This is number one. Number two is to start really cut time. And set it up and said, this time for Allah. The more you do that, the more you show between you and Allah you are sincere. Now Allah will give you. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open your heart. If you are more sincere, you will be elevated. You will be hungry. You know when you're really hungry? Nobody can stop you. You run to the kitchen. You open the refrigerator. You go nuts. You only want to eat. Whatever it is. Salty, sweet, this and that. It doesn't matter. You're hungry. Similar. A real believer is hungry to please Allah. He's hungry to save himself from hellfire. He's hungry to reach paradise. He's hungry to imitate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's hungry to imitate the companion. He's really hungry. He wants. He's hungry because he lost a lot. He lost a lot of time, a lot of years. And he said, let me make it up. By this way, inside he's boiling, he won. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees this desire, and boiling volcano inside, Allah will open. Allah will open. All of us has 24 hours. None of us has 23 hours. Anybody have 23 hours last day? Anyone have 6 days last week?
Yeah.
Or all of us have 7 days? 24 hours a day? All of us the same. What's the difference? The status of the heart. Allah is one, the body is one, the heart is different. What about condition? Wallahi, condition from Allah. You cry to Allah and you be sincere, you will see what Allah will do for you. But you keep lying, Allah will switch you by more lying. Allah promise. You keep lying, Allah will increase your lie. You keep complaining and blame, you will never stop. You always will be the same. Last week, like next week, like 1 year, like 10 years. And it's very dangerous.
My brother, most of the time, when we cry to Allah, we ask Him for knowledge. Everything is knowledge and more knowledge. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So
useful knowledge.
Right.
Make sure you ask Him for useful knowledge.
So what is the meaning of Rabba Zidni Ilma?
Exactly what you said. Yeah. Rabbi Zidni
Ilma.
Oh Allah, increase my knowledge.
Well, that's what, put everything together.
Yeah.
Ask Him for more.
MashaAllah. But also ask Him, Oh Allah, Allahumma razuqni ilman nafi'a. Oh Allah, give me a useful knowledge. Because Allah can give you. Who's the most knowledgeable person on earth? Anybody know? Who's the scholar of all the scholars? Huh? Come on.
Prophet?
No, the one is still living until today. He knows everything after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not everything, but He knows a lot. He knows all revelation. He has all the knowledge from the day Allah created the earth until now.
Angel.
Who?
Angel Jibril.
Okay, to make it easy for you, Iblis, the devil. He has all the knowledge. But wonder what happened. Why his knowledge is not benefit him? Arrogant. You see? Stubborn. Jealousy. You see? Envy. But the main one is arrogant. The main one is arrogant and jealousy. Look at us today. Why are we not learning? Because we are arrogant. We think we do not want it. It's not benefit to us. I know. You do not need to tell me. I know what I'm doing. Why Allah will give you? Allah will not give you. If you know, okay, go ahead. You know. Only when you really earn from Allah is the time Allah will give you. And after Allah will give you, He will see what you're going to do of what you know. If your style of life is not changing, you are a hypocrite. You are a liar. Allah will keep giving you knowledge. Like a person, he asks, money, money, money. Okay, deal. Go. I give you money. And he becomes more stingy, more stingy, more stingy. And he's not sharing. What he did with his money, it become a punishment from Allah on him in this life and hereafter. Sincerity again. Honesty and truthful to Allah. Okay, anything else, Brother Muhammad?
Yeah. The relationship between a teacher and a student.
Relationship between a teacher and a student. We did it before. But I just remind you because one brother, he asked a question. Who am I? Where I live? What I'm doing? Where's my family? This and that. And I ask myself, are you really a student? No. You ask me to be a student? No. I'm your teacher? No. I'm just a brother to you, coming talk to you. If you like to listen, you listen. You don't like it, you don't like it. But if you coming and said, I won't be your student, it's different. Now you have to know, who am I? Because you do not want to follow somebody out of whack. You see, you do not want to follow somebody as a liar. But teaching and student is very high. I'm not qualified and you're not going to do it. Look at Hamza Yusuf. Hamza Yusuf, he went to Mauritania for 7 years to be a company of a scholar. 7 years, a company. Today we cannot even give a couple of hours. Because knowledge need time, need sacrifice, need an effort. You see, it's not a word. I'm not hiding anything, but I'm not sharing with you personal life because it will not benefit you. If you do not believe in what you see, it's your job. You understand me? Take from me what you see. If you feel otherwise, it's your business. But sometimes, a person, especially if you work for Allah, you have many calamity in your life. If a person do not understand what you're doing, he misunderstands what's happening to you. And now, if I share with you something in my life, you might misunderstand me completely. And you will stop listening to me. Listen to my message. Forget about me. You know? I'm a human being, full of mistakes like you exactly. It's just I'm passing the message. In case I die, I have something to leave after me. Why I record it? I want to leave something. In case I die, I leave something after me can benefit somebody. Somebody can look and say, oh, may Allah give him mercy and make dua for me. Because it's the only thing can benefit me when I die. Nothing else can benefit me. I used to work as a computer engineer. I used to make $90,000 a year. 90. Cars, brand new car, 3-piece suit, all the things you're looking for. I destroyed, alhamdulillah, because I do not need it. It was a fake. 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 I become arrogant. I do not like to be arrogant. May Allah save me. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, nobody enter paradise and he has a dot of arrogance in his heart. If we understand this hadith, all of us should be crying now. A dot of arrogance. You know the early scholars, what they say? They said, if you believe you have no arrogance, you are full of arrogance. If you believe you're not having arrogance, you're full of arrogance. If you believe you're not a hypocrite, you are full of hypocrisy. Because the companion was dying and afraid they are hypocrite. And they are the companion of the Prophet. And today, mashallah, everybody's mashallah. I'm the only one. No. We are all sick, but in different degree. The only one who know it, Allah. Where are we going? Only Allah know. What we're doing is just a reminder. That's it, a reminder. A wake-up call. I'm doing it to save myself. It's my job. With you or without you. With the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I commit until Allah take me. To do whatever Allah be pleased until I die. For whom? For Allah. My family with me or without me, I don't care. The message of Allah above anybody else. I cannot wait. I cannot go to Allah and say, my wife tell me no, or my kids tell me no. If my kids is ready, is ready. If they're not ready, nothing I can do. I will not be paralyzed because my kids, or my wife, or my husband. This is a reality. Once you believe your duty and you have a job to do, if you really believe it, you will ache. You will not stop. You remember, Brother Muhammad, when I call you Monday?
Yeah.
What I said? I do not want to lose time.
Yeah.
But for the whole week, nobody called me. A few phone calls. But also, I cannot call you. Because if I call you too much, wonder what happened. People said, what this man want? Too much is too much. He's nuts. Every day, he has nobody except us. You see, today we do not understand. Today we want to have Islam like a movie. But even the movie is 2 hours. But if Brother Ahmad give a session for 2 hours, it's too long. But when we go to the movie, it's no problem. You see? But only when it comes in topic in Islam is a problem. It's too long. People complain. You talk too much. Give a small message. Why? It hurt? Or you have something more important? If you have something more important, go. Nobody's stopping you. Nobody's stopping you. If we complain, complain about what? Ask yourself how many times you stop in the front of the TV? How many minutes and how many hours you gossip with different brother and sister? How many hours are you cooking? How many hours you study and doing things is not benefit to you? Are we really honest? How many hours it lost? How much we own? How much we do? How much we doing? How much we aiming to do? What is our intention to do? We don't even have intention to do yet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you according to your intention. Trust me. I trust in Allah. The Prophet said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. The deed according to the intention. Don't complain about nobody. It is your intention. Because I believe in Allah, I believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But I do not believe in you. Not you and you. This is a general message. Not for one person individual. Because I'm not recording it for one person. Maybe tonight is my last night. If I die tonight, I will be happy. Because the more I live, the more sins I do. I'm doing more sins than my doing good deed. And I won't live. Live for what? Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want me to live, it's up to Him. But I should not be anxious to live. Unless I'm really obeying Allah. And I do not believe I'm obeying Allah. I'm saying it truthfully. Wallahi, I swear by Allah. I'm just in the edge. And I'm not even close to the edge of the beginning of Islam. I believe this 100% without no doubt. You do not believe me? Go study the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, obey me and imitate me and my companion. Our role model is true. Not Sheikh so-and-so and brother so-and-so. No. Don't follow me. Follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companion. They are our role model. Not me. I do not have it. I do not have it. I'm reminding you and I'm reminding myself. One day I try, one day I might try and is weak, one day I'm trying is more. Allah no. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And the ability only from Allah. What else, Brother Muhammad?
Sequence of learning. Sequence of learning is important, but what sequence?
MashaAllah. This is what you're talking about. Today the Ummah in a chaos. Every time you go to a sheikh, or a scholar, or a masjid, or a group, they tell you, you have to study Arabic. Another one, he tell you, you have to study Sharia. You have to study Sunnah. You have to study Tafsir. Where do we start? I tell you honest, Yes, Arabic is mandatory. Arabic is almost obligation in every Muslim. But you know, do we have the iman to study Arabic today? We cannot even watch a couple of tape. Somebody give it to me until my hand. Brother Hamza Yusuf, he has a school. Do you know that? And you can learn Arabic even by computer. And you have class with him. And you have classes in New Jersey. But you know what this meaning? You have to have many hours and you have to do a lot of homework. Real homework to study. It's a language. It's a language of Quran. Today, why I'm advising you of what I'm advising you? Very simple. Today, if you die tonight, which one is more obligation? If your iman is weak, like me, and you cannot even sacrifice for a few hours, what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to save myself and save you. But I get you the knowledge, it will connect your heart to Allah. And a basic understanding to build your faith between you and Allah. By this way, at least the basic, which is highly mandatory for every Muslim, you already did it. If your iman is up, you can learn Quran, you can learn tafsir, you can learn Arabic, you can learn whatever you want. I'm not going to stop you, but I'm just going to the basic. What we're doing together is basic. The basic necessary. I call it the basic of salvation. The basic without it you can finish. If you die tonight and you are in a journey of faith and you really try to establish connection between you and Allah, you are successful. But if you learn all the Arabic and you're not learning Iman and you're not getting closer to Allah, you're not correcting your tongue, you're not correcting your heart, you're not working in all this, what the language will do to you? How many qari, how many imam, how many scholar, and look at their action, may Allah save me and save them. It's not the knowledge, it is the useful knowledge. It's count. And useful knowledge, the one that comes only purely to Allah. And this is what I do. I learned it many years, and I'm giving it to you now honestly from my heart. What I learned one thing. My job is to help myself and help others to take their hand and go toward Allah. Once I let them reach Allah, my job is done. Now who is your owner? Subhanallah.
Allah.
Who's your owner? Allah. Who will take care about you? Allah. Who will provide? Allah. Who will teach you? Allah. Everything will be Allah will take care. I did my job. And if Allah use me to teach you anything or gain from you anything, it's up to Allah. But number one, because this is what is missing. Allah from the heart. And when we die, the most important things to the angel find Allah where? In the heart. And this not a word, not a speech, not a course, not a lesson. You have to live it. And live it by do a lot of dhikr. Remember Allah in the bundle. Talk to Allah. Rely on Allah. Build good habit toward Allah. Spend some more time to learn about Allah. Cry to Allah, connect your heart. This is my field. Once you do that, if you want to be a scholar, nobody can stop you. Nobody can stop you, whatever who you are. Allah will take care about you according to your intention. Anything else, brother? Oh, about the sequence. Now, we talk about that. Again, every group lead you. Some group want jihad. Some group, they want fighting. One group, they want complete authentic hadith. One group, they want only to have the Khilafah and the ruling of Islam. One group, they want learning. And one group, they want the government. Every group wants something. But all of them, what they want is very beautiful. Very beautiful. And all of it correct. But you know what's the problem? Sequence. How you establish all that when you have no iman? How you establish all that when you have no brotherhood and sisterhood? But brotherhood and sisterhood, not in the world. You will never accomplish that unless you have good iman, a strong iman. Because brotherhood and sisterhood, like I explained before, is a gift from Allah. Allah bind whom He want. Anftar, they embrace Islam. Number one, you embrace Islam, you connect your heart to Allah, to the level Allah want, a gift will come. What is the gift? Allah builds a connection between you and other believer. You do not establish the connection. You do not make session about the connection. You can make session after session and after session, and you will never gain anything. The only way, if you gain iman and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fine, we are sincere, now Allah unites the heart. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you study and watch my tapes about da'wah, you will understand what I'm talking about. Because in my tape about da'wah, I give in details how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sacrificed his life. How his first wife sacrificed all her money. For what? To have a nightgown? To go to the movie? To go to Hawaii? Honolulu? Disneyland? No. Khadija radiallahu anha, she spent all her money. For what? To invite toward Allah. Imagine the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam go to one tribe, and before he give a speech, or before he invite him to Islam, he invite him to a meal. You know how big the meal? He slaughtered 100 camels.
Sorry.
You know the meaning 100 camels in this time? How much is it?
Sorry.
You see?
Sorry.
Generosity. Okay? By the way, Islam is not cheap. Inviting to Allah is not cheap. We have to make an effort. If we sincere. And this is the only thing will save us in this life and hereafter. Because we have a job. We have a duty. And we'll be questioned about it. All of us, male and female, young and old. And don't forget also, we have kids. And these kids either will be cursing us in the day of judgment, or they take our hand to Jannah, according to what we teach them. Today I feel sad. If we die today, what are we leaving? What we leaving?
Destruction.
We the one we put the seed of poison in earth. We the one we destroy Islam, not the Jewish, not the Christian. We destroy it by our hand. And we are in constant destroying it. And we have the remedy. We have the medication. And Allah sent it to us. And even the heart is not moving. May Allah save us from ourselves and from our shayateen, our devils, and the anger of Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala switch the hypocrisy of our heart to a pure steadfast and pure sweetness of iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our heart with truthful and sincerity and pure slavery to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And use us for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any question, any concern about anything, about what we're talking about and where we're going?
Can you explain Sharia and Sunnah?
Sunnah, alhamdulillah, I give you a tape called Sunnah. I explain word Sunnah in detail. Okay? What is Sharia? Word Sharia meaning the rule and order and constitution of Allah. And the constitution of Allah is divided into two main elements. The command and order of Allah in Quran and a command and order of Allah in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Allah said do, is do. Don't, is don't. Forbidding and permissible. And if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell you don't do, is haram. This is called Sharia. Sharia meaning before I do anything, what is the rule according to Islamic rule and constitution? This is called Sharia. By this way, before we do business, I should know the ruling of Sharia. What is the Sharia? Meaning, what is the rule of dealing and selling and buying? Before I get married, what is the rule and condition? Before I get divorced, what is the rule and condition? When I have a baby, what is the rule and condition? When I have a friend, what is the rule and condition? How I spend my time, what is the rule and condition? We think we are a slave. We have to wake up. We are a slave to Allah, supposed to be. Today we're not a slave to Allah. I bear witness in the front of Allah now. We not a slave to Allah, we slave to ourselves. We slave to ourselves and we slave to shaitan. But we not a slave to Allah. We slave to Allah part-time only if we desire. By this way, the sharia of Allah today become in the heart of a Muslim is the sharia of his own desire. And the sharia of Allah has been eliminated. This is a major sin more than that.
Can you explain taqwa?
Taqwa is the fear of Allah.
Okay, because I hear that a lot.
Yes. Taqwa, but it's not only the fear of Allah. Ali ibn Abi Talib, he gave a beautiful explanation. When they asked him about taqwa, he said, هي الخوف من الجليل. Fear of Allah. والعمل بالتنزيل. And working according to the revelation. والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل. And preparing yourself of the day of leaving. وَالْرِضَى بِالْقَلِيلِ. And be content of too little. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said something different. When they asked him, what is taqwa? He said, to be in a steadfast with Allah and do not act like a wolf. They look at you by one angle and he's going different way. And he waves his hand like this, like a snake.